Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
There's only 15 days left of this year.
Oh, there
16?
Is.
15, 16.
16.
Depending on how you look at it. And so I thought maybe we can have a bit of a sneak peek into 2021 with a tarot card reading. Now, I don't have a tarot reader in here, and that might be a bit much. It would go for a very long time. Instead, I have found someone that has done tarot card readings for all of our astrology signs.
What's a tarot card reading?
So basically, a tarot card reading is you get answers to questions from the past, the present, and the future. By pulling out cards. So you can ask specific questions and then you pull out cards and the cards will answer that question for you.
Are they the ones that look at your palms as well?
That's a palm reader.
Okay.
Some people dive into both of them. If you're wondering what the difference is between tarot and astrology, astrology is like a very general kind of prediction of stuff,
yeah.
Whereas tarot can get pretty specific about things happening.
But they don't know who we are.
No.
So this isn't like a personal tarot card reading.
Well, it is because your star sign is quite personal to you.
Is it?
Yes.
Anyways, a lot of people have my star sign.
Yeah, we're just going to just leave it. Let me do it, okay?
Okay.
What's your star sign?
Cancer, unless you count the 13th one, then mine changed to something else.
Okay, we'll just go with Cancer. We'll go with the one that you've always identified with. I got to scroll down to find it.
None
All right.
of them.
But. So basically the question that's been asked to the tarot cards is what is going to happen in 2021 for you? That's the specific question being asked here. So you have pulled out, or they have pulled out for you, the King of Pentacles. So success, maturity, wealth, you've got it all coming your way next year.
Cool.
So there isn't much to say here apart from enjoy 2021 because it's looking great for you. Not even anything to do with your hard work or efforts. It's just going to be a really good year for success, especially financially. So some famous Cancer celebs got Margot Robbie and Daniel Andrews. honestly, after all they've done for their separate fields, they deserve to rest and revel in their earnings.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to rest and revel in my earnings?
Yeah. So yeah. You're going to have a good year next year, according to this tarot reading.
Great.
Let's go to mine. So I'm a Pisces and I have been pulled out the Ace of Cups.
Sorry, Cups.
Yeah, the Ace of Cups.
Cups.
Yeah.
Like cups that you drink out of.
Like a cup.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it looks more like a goblet on the card. So basically, it's kind of... So Leo's got the Ace of Wands, but the Ace of Cups represents new beginnings and starts. The Wands usually means creativity and job aspects, but the Cups represents emotion.
Emotion.
So 2021 is going to be an emotional reset for you, or for me, I should say, which is just super fitting for my star sign. You're going to come into the new year with a stronger emotional build than before.
Mm-hmm.
This year has definitely done some damage to you emotionally, but it's made you stronger for it.
Mm-hmm.
And just says, hell yeah, Pisces, you're doing great.
Hell yeah.
Some famous Aussie Pisces people, we've got Bachelorette Becky. This card definitely applies to.
Okay.
So they've just said, it's all right, Becky, this was a tough year, but it's going to mean your 2021 is even better.
Yeah, right.
So you're happy with that?
Well, yeah. I mean, if it comes true, I'd love to revel in my success financially.
Success, maturity and wealth.
Wealth, yeah, that would be great.
Well, that'd be good. So we've got pretty good ones. No one seemed to really get a bad one pulled out for them.
No, well, of course not. The star signs aren't going to say you're going to have a really bad year next year.
No, this isn't the star signs. This is the tarot cards. We're just using star signs so it doesn't have to pull, like, everyone from different beats.
Yeah, okay.
If you want more specific, go get your own tarot card reading and then next year, day one, we'll do our horoscope readings for the year, okay?
Oh, I'm looking forward to that one.
And we'll relive our 2021, see how much of them came true because we've got that break somewhere.
Can't wait.